In much of Middle Tennessee, school board races are driving voter turnout. Among the most intense have been the races in Williamson County, where voters hope the results will bring some order to what's been a fractious board. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The past couple of years haven't been easy for Williamson County Schools, nor for its students, says Margaret Overton, a recent graduate of Brentwood High.
Just the way that curriculum was being approved, the way that people were treating the history classes that I was taking, it seemed very non-academic in some ways.
The controversies have been more intense than most places, but some have parallels elsewhere. As in neighboring Murray County, there have been disputes over Common Core and supposed Islamic bias in the textbooks. Like Metro Nashville, there have been claims of secret political activities. And on top of that, there's been a push to oust the superintendent. Now, 7 of Williamson County's 12 seats are up for election. Voters like David Cortez, a biochemist who lives in Brentwood, hope the results will help the board put the unrest behind it.
I think they're doing a better job, and I hope that going forward they can continue that, work through their differences, but primarily focus on what's good for the children and the students and stop focusing on politics and things that are distractions.
Cortez says Williamson County schools have been good, but they're growing fast. The board has to work together if it's going to manage that growth. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.